So I'm optimistic that we'll be able to turn our graduation and persistence rates around within the near future. This is I'm getting myself in trouble, but I will do this anyway. Our financial aid budget, we've had extensive conversations because this correlates with outcome too. Our financial aid budget is, as a chancellor, I'm very concerned about the sustainability of our financial aid budget. We put in $34 to $37 million, it varies from year to year, into financial aid. Given all the pressures on our budget, I speak now of the University of Illinois budget, in terms of the GRF reduction, the potential pension issue, I'm very concerned about whether or not we can sustain that level of investment in the long term. So Lon, President Easter, Christoph, we've had extensive conversations about how we need to think about financial aid going forward. Now, there are some creative ideas. You know, we have Access to Illinois. We have this major campaign to raise scholarship dollars. I have been talking with corporate leaders to try to convince them to create more paid internships for our students, particularly in engineering and some of the other sciences. And to date, I've had some good luck with that effort, but we need more. And the other intervention that I have been using is leveraging work-study money. I take work-study money and I create internships, and then I add additional dollars to those work-study monies so that students can offset their financial aid needs. Creative financing, I suppose, but it's worked. It worked very well at the University of Michigan when I was there, and I think it adds value to the intellectual experiences of my students. The other issue, the other big issue, Trustee Strobel, is retaining and recruiting the best in class faculty. When you look at this section on our aspirational peers, if you compare the faculty.
Yeah, I wasn't meaning you should never go to a page. So if you have a page for us to look at, that's good too.
You know what, I didn't correlate my big picture remarks to the pages, okay. But can I finish this then?
Of course, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, so if you look at our peer comparison group on compensation, it would lead one to believe that our faculty are paid higher than our comparative counterparts. But if you compare us to our aspirational peer group, we are not competitive. And let me deconstruct this, because if you look at the composition of the faculty on the UIC campus, we have a large hospital, we have the largest College of Medicine in the United States, we have a number of faculty that are highly compensated, and rightfully so, given their intellectual contributions in their degrees, et cetera. So it's getting a handle on the salary issue is something that we need to think strategically about. I'm not saying that we're underpaid, I'm not saying that we're overpaid. I think we need to deconstruct the data by discipline, by benchmark, and by merit, and determine what makes sense. The other big issue is the development piece. If you've read that development, that is towards the end, Joe. I'm sorry, I didn't know that I'd be asked this, but it's towards the end of the document. Advancement around 81 or 82. We are a young university, and thanks to the Brilliant Futures campaign, we were able to develop a stronger infrastructure to support development, but also a culture that appreciates development. And what that has meant is we were able to exceed our campaign goal of $650 million. We exceeded that by $26 million. But I think we have a culture and an infrastructure that embraces fundraising now. And we have to continue to raise private gifts, particularly given where states are going with general fund revenue and the lack thereof in support of higher education. Those were the big picture items that I got from a review of the various data.
Okay. Thank you, Paula.
Just a follow-up question. Back on one of the earlier charts, you talked about the graduation rate.